Dr. Randy here from the Intentional Living Center with a big I am blessed statement to be married to the declutter queen of Arizona. And I'll tell you what, if she were not who she is, I think our house would be and my life would be a lot messier than it already is. So the question is, on the topic of decluttering your life, I need your help, because you can share what you've learned. And as you call and tell us your story, what you've learned about decluttering your life, actually, because it's for God's glory and your benefit in the process, you can call and share your story in our comment line at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. You know, the scripture says, as we said on this program a few days ago, God is not the author of confusion, the Bible says. And of course, the context there is the worship setting, the church. But that principle is something that applies right through our lives, because the fact is, if you struggle with clutter in one area of your life, it's likely that you would struggle with it in another area as well. And you find it could be emotional clutter. You're overwhelmed with your thoughts of regret or fear or anxiety. And that can filter into your health, the clutter that you might have in your eating habits or your spending habits or the things that you collect or how you run your home. And so dealing with clutter is more than just cleaning out a drawer, right? It's going more deeply into who we are and understanding that God's intention for us is to experience freedom, because clutter tends to become systemic if it's not addressed in our life. So again, your comments are welcome. 888-888-1717 as we declutter our lives.
Dr. Randy, this is Barbara, and I have clutter of books that I've read that I have to go through and figure out what I want to give away and what I want to keep. So I'm really praying to the Holy Spirit to help me with that. But I have a different kind of clutter, because I get Voice of the Martyrs, and it's really hard to part with those, because those are about people and people who suffered, and I just don't want to part with them because their lives count for something, and it's like I have their pictures. Mm-hmm. So if you have a suggestion on that, yeah. I'm open.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, Barbara, I hear you. What a tender heart. You want to keep those. These are magazines, by the way, powerful ministry, and it's easy to look at it that way. I think we all have things we don't want to get rid of because they're important to us. You know, we want to keep them. And I, when we talk about decluttering our lives, you got to separate what's important from what's not important. If those magazines are important to you, then save as many as you feel you need to save in an appropriate way. There's boxes you can get to collect magazines, or you can digitally download them. I'm sure they wouldn't mind to digitally download them, so you have them available later, the pictures and all that. But I think the problem with clutter isn't that you have a certain thing that you like to collect. My mother, for instance, collected dolls. She loved dolls. She collected dolls. And there's a story to that. And when she passed away, she had a whole room of different dolls she collected. But, you know, that's not clutter. That was important to her. Where the clutter is in the other rooms, where there's all these little trinkets and all these other little things, and pretty soon you spend your whole life dusting things that really have no meaning to you. And so clutter really comes down, as I see it, is what is the value of this? What does this mean to me for my life? Or do I give it meaning, too much meaning, that I shouldn't? Because we can do that. To me, I tend to hang on to papers and things. I think someday I'm going to need them, even though I haven't seen them in 5 years or needed them in 5 years, but they're still there, right? And so we can all struggle with that. I hope that helps. Thank you for getting us started here today on this topic of clutter. Let's go to May in Arizona. Hoarding, huh? Let's see. Hey, May, welcome to the show. Welcome today.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, you admit you're a hoarder?
Yes, I am I was disorganized, and I've been learning. You know, I grew up, I was always compared to my two sisters, and they're always, you know, prim, organized. But me, I was happy-go-lucky. But then I became a Christian, and God has been showing me the way, and he used my husband who rebuked me. At first, I thought it was harsh, but then, you know, we're Christians, and we know when God's showing us the way, and I'm like, I can't go on like this. Mm-hmm. It can't be an excuse that I grew up like this. You know, I can't.
How bad did it get?
It's bad. Okay, for example, I've lost purses with my credit cards, with my driver's license, and it's not just one time, but many times.
Mm-hmm.
That's how disorganized.
It's lost somewhere in the piles around the house, is that what you're saying?
Not just in the house, but, you know, out there.
Out when, there when in the I'm car out. And other places, yeah.
Yeah, and I forget stuff.
So your husband rebuked you, said, like, hey, this ain't good. This isn't going
to
work.
Yes, we gotta... it has to stop.
Yeah.
Yes, and, you know, as moms, we're always, like, buying stuff, and then, oh, I'm going to give this to somebody. Oh, this has been old, but I'm going to put it aside and then give it. But then it keeps piling up and piling up, mm-hmm. and then my husband, when are you going to give it? And then sometimes I would come home, and they're gone, and I'm like, where are they? You know, it's been sitting there for years.
Yeah,
so,
someday I'll do it.
Well.
Yeah, someday. I understand that. Now, okay, now, May, tell me, what one thing have you done to deal with this?
Okay, one thing, I really thank God for my husband, because I prayed about it. I know I realized I was treading the wrong path, but at the same time, God, I had an ailment in 2018. I had a breast cancer, mm-hmm. which is gone now, but at that time, God used that. And I thought to myself, man, if God's going to take me, I'm not going to burden my family with all my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
So my lifestyle changed after that. I would, like, take care of business.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I hear you. I think as we do get older, we realize we collect a lot. It's like Velcro. You kind of collect stuff as you go through life. It grabs hold of you. And you wake up one day and say, I don't need all this stuff. What is this doing to me in my life? All right. We're talking about decluttering your life. You know, when we focus on intentional living, we're focusing on making a decision, doing one thing every day to move you in that direction to bring glory to God, whatever it is. If you're dealing with finance every day, what one thing are you doing to move in that direction? And part of it then is to clear the path, to declutter your life. And it's not only with things. Sometimes it can be emotional. It sounds like, Mona, that's what you're struggling with in Arizona. So I appreciate your call. Welcome to the program, Mona.
Thank you. I'm day by day doing the clutter in my house. It's funny. It's tied emotionally. So the more upset or the more stressed I am, the more clutter I have.
Mm.
And I just walk by it like it's a friend.
Yeah, has it gotten out of hand?
Oh, of course. It's there. I have the dining room table. You can't see the wood that's got stuff on it. The piano has stuff on it. The dining room, the living room. And it's not big pieces. They're little pieces. Like, I'm going to read that book, and I'm going to paint that paint, and I'm going to play that piano music, and mm-hmm. my bedroom is not cluttered. I refuse to have clutter in my bedroom, but everywhere else, there's just little piles. And
well, how do you find success in that? You have what is it you tell yourself about the bedroom that makes it work for you?
I have to be able to rest. I've got to have rest. I can't deal with. I mean, there's some place I just have to say no and be able to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't see any logic in it at all. It's very frustrating. Yeah.
I don't think there is logic for those of us that hang on to things. There's some sense of control, right? If I get rid of it, I may need it, but I have it there. Also a sense that if I say that book, I'm going to donate it because I'm never going to read it. You're admitting that you're giving up on something that you thought was important at some point in your life. So there's probably a little sense of, you know, beat yourself up. I failed in this area. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I do.
And those are things that we know Satan will use. He will use these things.
Oh yeah, very definitely. Your self-worth. You can't even take care of stuff.
Yeah. And so what one thing do you think you could do in this month to start small, today even, that would help?
Maybe pick one area, like just the dining room table, and get everything off of it so you can see the placemats.
All right. Then maybe that's your goal. Maybe that's your goal for the rest of the day. Just say, hey, I'm going to listen to the radio and enjoy the music and be blessed. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to intentionally take everything off that table, and I'm going to do one of three things, either file it or throw it or donate it.
Right.
Is that something you think you could do today?
I could.
Will you?
Yep. That's the question. It's not could I, it's will you. And I know that.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
What is this? Say it out loud so everybody hears it. What is it? How many of you all know what a screwdriver's for? Everybody here knows what a screwdriver's for. See? And everything has a purpose. The screwdriver won't cut copper pipe. And the copper pipe can't be used as a screwdriver. Now, I was going to bring my electric drill because it's cracked and broken because I tried to use my electric drill, the backside of it, as a hammer. Have you ever done that? You drill the hole and then you gotta hammer something in, and so you just turn the drill around.
Confessing my sins. I've done that. You've done that too. Come on now. You know you've all done that. You drill and you're going to put in a little bracket to hold the screw thing, you know I'm talking about. And the hammer's way over there on the other side of the room, so you just kind of use the backside. The point is, that's from a lesson I'm teaching this month in the basics of intentional living. It's our featured lesson this month. And the reality is, you and I have been made for a purpose, and some of us are made more like a hammer than a screwdriver. And we're different. We're unique. We see that. We've been given different gifts. The Bible talks about that. And the beauty is when you get in that sweet spot to know what your purpose is, how God has made you and wired you, first and foremost, to have a relationship with Him, right? To be His child. And then to live that life that He's given you for whatever number of days or years He gives us on the planet for His glory. And you kind of know when you're in that sweet spot and you know when you're not. Here's the question. This is the diagnostic question for intentional living on every topic in life. Do you experience life today the way you know God intended for you? Now, that brings a series of, that's a loaded question. Some of you are going to say, well, I'm not sure what God's intention is for me. Well, there's a search, right? Or maybe you're going to say, well, in some areas, but not others. That's interesting, isn't it? Or you might say, well, I'm not even sure I know God. I'm not even sure I have a relationship with Him. I'm not even sure if I've ever settled that particular issue. And your answer to the question, are you experiencing your marriage, your family, your finance, your life as God intended, is a powerful question that demands an answer. And our mission here is to help you explore that, first and foremost, in terms of your relationship with Him, and then in the practical areas of your life. And we're seeing people's lives turned around. We're seeing marriages saved. We're seeing people making decisions for mission work, changing their life, their direction, their passion, they're finding their purpose and living it. That's why we're here. It's exciting. And we thank those of you who are supporting us in the process. If you're not a member of our monthly community here, Intentional Living, why not? Come and join us. We give you access to all of our exclusive teaching on our special exclusive site online. We'll give you the link to that, and you'll be helping other people. Plus, right now, in the last few days of this month, we have friends matching every gift coming in, dollar for dollar. And we really could use your help today. How do you do that? All you have to do is call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours, or go to theintentionallife.com.
All right, back to the task at hand. We're talking about decluttering our lives today, and Nick is on from Arizona. Hey, Nick, appreciate your call. What's your process that you have in your family and your own life for dealing with clutter?
Every year is a new process, but one of the things that's helped is my wife and I have like an end of the year process that we go through.
And what's
so
that?
It kind of goes through three phases. So we take off, you know, the last week and the first week of the year, and we go through like preparations where we actually do decluttering. Because a lot of things, when you get time off, you can fall into just recovery and then time just slips by. Mm-hmm. So we actually start by just cleaning off our personal space. So that could be like your bedside, you know, the office space, just something that's like, it's your own personal space that has cluttered up over the year. And it just feels good to just be done. So if nothing else, like you've already done something for that time. And usually through the whole process, you're actually doing reflection already, because a lot of times you're wondering, how did this thing even get here? And why is it like this? Yeah. And so phase two actually goes into like reflections and observations, where you start to like make sense of some of that stuff. So that by the third phase, we tend to go away and do like a summit. And in that, we actually set up goals to like systemize things to be better so that they don't fall back into the same clutter.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So in other words, this is looking at, you look at just clutter type things, or you look at your whole life, your priorities, your values?
Whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we're, you know, the part of the reason we summit is so we can get away from family and kids and talk about those family values and address. It's like a personal retreat. You know? Yeah. So there's always some intimacy there where we go through and we deal with finances, or we deal with things to where, you know, ultimately we want to get our life to a place that reflects our values and stuff. So, but obviously it's difficult. So you get a chance to really deal with that stuff and find out, you know, how can you improve that systematically? Because otherwise you go back to the new year, yeah, your life just falls back into the same cadence and you know, kind of stuck, you know, back mm-hmm. again. So by changing systems, we'll take on different challenges. Like right now we're talking about doing, instead of some pre-made workout challenge, we're trying to establish a challenge where for the next, you know, 30 days, each kid will basically have like a specific thing that they know will help improve and just focus on one thing.
Yeah. That's intentional living. 30 days, one thing. Yeah. Okay, what's step three? We're just about out of time. Everybody wants to know, phase three is what?
Phase three is the actual goal setting. So that's where you actually set up and establish goals that you want to achieve for that year. And that can be financial goals. It can be personal goals. You know, I'm a very thinking person, so I have a lot of like goals for how I want to organize my thoughts. Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
You know, things like that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Nick, you sound like a good firstborn there, my friend Kevin Lehman would say, and very organized. Not everyone's like that, but even if you're not as organized or as intentional as he is, the principles are very, very worthwhile. Planning, talking together, spending some time. One of the things I try to do at the end of each of my years is to spend that last week after Christmas, which is kind of a downtime, you know, in life generally, to think about the year. I go back and I look through my calendar, because I keep a digital calendar, but I also keep one that's written on my desk so I can kind of jog down notes and things, what I've done during the day and that kind of thing. A little bit of a journal, a little bit of a calendar. And at the end of the year, I go back and look and say, oh yeah, I remember that. Was that worthwhile? What did that do? Where'd that go? Whatever happened? And it helps me think about the new year coming up. And so I know we're mid-year, maybe you can do that here at a mid-year time and say, hey, looking at the first part of 2024, what did I do? And how's that going to impact where I'm going to be going into the rest of this calendar year? Decluttering your life. You can share your story on our storyline, 888-888-1717. Cerise is in Arizona. Appreciate your call. How do you handle clutter, Cerise?
Well, I've listened a lot about clutter, and one of the topics that I struggle with in clutter is that I'm an elderly woman. I receive a lot of gifts mm-hmm. throughout my life. So when I break something, I struggle with just letting it go.
Mm.
Instead of thinking I have to glue it and then put it back on the shelf because of who gave it to me or, you know, whatever. So that's been my intent this year, is that when something's broken,
yeah,
mourn it, let it go. Yeah. You know, if I have to mourn it, you know, just let it go. So that's probably my biggest struggle at this point. I've learned that every year I go through my own closet, and if I've not worn something in a year, I put it in a bag and I give it to, you know, Gospel Rescue or, you know, some of the places where people can use the clothing. And I also go on sabbaticals with the Lord and commit to Him that I will not purchase anything else in this order until He releases me.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to work pretty good. But the biggest struggle I have is just letting go of those things that are broken instead of holding on to them and dusting them and cleaning them all the time.
Yeah, and what I heard was it was because of the, not the the thing, it's the emotional attachment to that thing from the person that gave it to you.
Yes.
And in some cases, it may be people that are deceased.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that. And, you know, and then family with their good intentions, you know, want me to take things, and I take them, and, you know, stuff like that, and then you're, what am I going to do with it? Do I leave it in a box, or do I, and you don't want to offend anybody, so you just keep taking.
I just wanted to thank Intentional Living. Life can get so overwhelming. Focusing on one thing has really helped me just be present, because I feel the presence of God.
With your support, the lives of people like Donna are changed, and they can experience God in a new way.
I love you guys. Thank you. You're making a big difference.
Support Intentional Living today with a monthly gift, and you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's life-changing monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
This month, we have an incredible opportunity, as some friends in the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $19,000 right now. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-1717 today or visit the IntentionalLife.com. That's theIntentionalLife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. That big reminder, big help. We're just closing in on the end of June here really soon, and this is the end of our fiscal year for the ministry, and we're listener-supported. And what's beautiful is the friends of the ministry who set up a $19,000 match, when that gets matched, we'll take care of the month, we'll take care of our budget for the year, we'll close strong. That's how close we are. About $14,000 left to go. And so can I just ask you to stretch today and give the best gift you can. We'll get it matched, be a blessing to people, reach more people for Christ. And we thank you. Just call during West Coast business hours, 888-1717, 888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com where you can give online safe and securely. And we'll say thanks in advance. Your gift being matched, being doubled, that's a great opportunity today. And we're thankful for those who've helped us do that. So call 888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Lynn in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I wanted to comment regarding clutter. And I hear everyone speaking about themselves being a clutter person. And I wanted to express the feeling that I had being on the other end of that. I had a complete meltdown, breakdown in relationship over clutter that was due to my significant other and his children. And it caused the demise of my relationship. I had to cut the whole relationship off. I was unable to be creative. I was tired all of the time. I absolutely could not operate for longer than a short period of time with so much mental clutter, so much physical clutter, and so much emotional clutter that surrounded the situation. I think the reason for the clutter was more than just being messy. I think there were emotional things that he was hanging on to that caused him to surround himself with so much stuff. Highly educated, highly intelligent person, and could not get a grip on the mess in our life. I just wanted to share that, how it made someone feel whenever they were the subject of clutter that was not their own.
Yeah, it can get pretty serious. Thank you for sharing that, Lynn, and for the transparency of how this issue can be. It can be a fun issue. We talk about those of us who, you know, collect some things and so on, but it also can become a serious issue in terms of the depth and the health of a relationship that you may or may not have with someone that you would like to have at a deeper level. I hope this has been helpful today. You know what? Your comments on our storyline matter. We're a community. Your prayers for the ministry matter. Those of you who keep in touch with us and join us at our events and pray for us and support the ministry, you're making a great, great difference. If you have program ideas, suggestions, a question that you'd like to ask, you can always share it with me on our storyline, comment line at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number where you can do that. I think we're going to close the show today with one more comment, Madison, sharing on this topic of decluttering your life.
I'm not an adult, but I'm about to be. I was just listening about the clutter thing. I noticed that I clutter with a lot of clothes. Like, I'm too worried about taking them out. I don't want to get rid of them. I think, ooh, I might wear this in the future. Or I clutter with school bags. I can't get rid of them. Same with schoolwork. I keep all of it inside the folders. I have stuff going all the way back to second grade, and I'm a senior. So I just wanted to share. I listen to your station every night on my way home from work. It, like, really opened up my eyes about a lot of things, and I just wanted to say that. My name is Madison. God bless you.
Thank you, Madison. Can I, first of all, young person listening to the station, we're here for you. That's what the Family Life Radio or the station you're listening to, that's why we're on the air. Can I encourage you to take a baby step when it comes to decluttering? Maybe just get rid of one thing, absorb that, and then get rid of one more thing and realize that your life goes on. Because it's easy for us to feel like we have to be in control. In reality, we're in control of very little. Get some support for yourself. If you can break this early on in your life, you're going to be a lot better off as you get older, Madison. The station's here for you. Lots of encouragement. You can experience hope, and you can experience God's best for your life by listening every day. I'm Dr. Randy for the entire team here, Stephen, Jennifer, Gino, and the rest. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support of Intentional Living. Remember, we're on the air every day and around the world with our podcast. It's a ministry of Intentional Life Media.